Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Gem Irrigation Systems Q3 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by D.R. Choksey Finserv Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Bhavya Sharma from D.R. Choksey Finserv Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Ms. Sharma.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Gem Irrigation Systems Limited earnings call to discuss the Q3 FY26 results. Today, we have on call Mr. Anil Jain, CEO and MD, and Mr. Bipin Walamé, Chief Financial Officer. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements that may involve known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors, and must therefore be viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. Future results, performance, or achievements may differ significantly from what is expressed and implied by such forward-looking statements. Please note the results and presentation are available on the exchange and our company's website. Now, I request Mr. Anil Jain to take us through the company's business outlook and financial highlights, subsequent to which we will open the floor for questions. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and I would like to welcome everybody. Today, we are discussing the quarter three results for Gem Irrigation Company in terms of our business in India as well as business of our subsidiary, which is food processing, and overseas plastic business, which we have globally speaking. Overall, the company has done quite well in terms of revenue, growing almost at 17%, 17.4%, to close to 1,600 crore in terms of this quarter. And when we look at where did this 17% growth came from, the high-tech business, which covers the drip irrigation and tissue culture, that grew also close to 16% from 540 crores to 625 crores. The plastic business, which includes the pipes business in India and the plastic sheet business overseas, it grew 18% from 391 crores to 462 crores. And agro processing, which is local in India as well as overseas business, processing of the fruits and vegetables and spices, grew also 18.5% from 430 crores to 509 crores. So this was the quarter where we had all-round growth across all the three strong segments of the business of the company. And every business has registered growth in high teens. And this is in line with our expectation. But first half, we had the plastic business was not doing that well, especially in India, because of the lower prices of the resin, which resulted into lower prices of the piping as a product, and also extended rainy season, which created seasonal challenges in terms of demand. And that has now started to pick up. And that's where you see this kind of revenue growth, which we have achieved. In this revenue growth, which we achieved across different segments, what was more heartening to see that the retail sales, the sales where we sell through our dealers this quarter, were up across the piping and irrigation segments and tissue culture, were almost up 24%. So overall growth might seem lower at 17%, but retail sales grew very well at 24%. And that is what our focus is going forward as well, that as we bring down the project sales, as we complete the projects, etc., over the next 12 months, it would almost be negligible. The retail sale is what is going to fuel the growth for the company. And that already automatically means better balance sheet because retail sales mean very efficient, optimum working capital cycle with low receivables and fast-moving inventory turns. So we will remain focused on that, and this quarter was, you know, good validation of that effort. Even though overall retail sales in the first 9 months are up 14% only, and that is because, you know, I talked about the piping sales, which were lower for a period of time. This particular quarter, we were a little bit, had some challenge on export business, where our exports were reduced this particular quarter, quarter-to-quarter comparison from the last same year quarter. Exports were lower by 34%. Otherwise, this, you know, overall performance would have been even more robust. In terms of the retail product which we sell, the volume growth was also positive, even though in single digit, about 8 to 9%. And the value growth you have seen more has come also because of the product mix. So that has really helped us. While, you know, this growth has come from different businesses which we have, what has helped the growth in high-tech division also is the growth in the solar pump business, which we achieved during this quarter. So I would say that was quite helpful. PVC pipe kind of, you know, became equal to the same period despite the lower revenue prices. PE pipe, we had significant growth. So that's the product line-wise. So all in all, I think, you know, as we look forward to, apart from what had happened in last quarter, but what's happening in the current quarter, next quarter, we expect continued strong revenue growth going forward. And we should be able to, you know, meet the number we had about more than, I think we have talked about more than 15% overall revenue growth for the company. For first 9 months, including December quarter, revenue growth for company is about 13.5%. And in the current quarter, we will definitely grow more than 15%. So we think we should then average it out around 15% growth for the whole year, as was projected and discussed by us earlier in terms of what are our goals. In terms of when we look at beyond the business in terms of the, you know, profitability and earnings, I think EBITDA this year is slightly lower than the last year same period. It is approximately, I think, 10.5% as against 12.9% same period last year. But in absolute amount, you know, it is lower by 4% from 175 crores to about 168 crores, a small amount. Within that, I think in high-tech division, EBITDA was, you know, higher than the same period last year. Reduction was in plastic business, which I talked about. You know, the resin prices were low and, you know, the prices kept going. So it impacted the inventory as prices came down during the quarter. And then in agro-processing, there was a seasonality issue that usually we have certain amount of production of the, for example, dried onions and bananas, etc. But availability due to the erratic weather was very limited, so we couldn't produce much of either onions or bananas in terms of processing, so fixed cost absorption didn't happen, and that is one of the reasons, you know, the earnings were lower in agro-processing division. But when I look at for the overall nine-month basis, I think we are quite good on the earning. While revenues have grown 13.5%, the EBITDA for the 9 months has grown by 15% from 493 crore to 569 crores. So I think we are staying good on a nine-month basis to our overall, you know, revenue growth of 15% plus for the target for the whole year, and EBITDA to be higher than 15% growth. EBITDA is already at 15 for the first 9 months, and fourth quarter being, you know, a stronger quarter, we should be able to do better overall in revenue and earnings, with better absorption of fixed costs, better product mix, more profitable products being sold in the quarter. Already, you know, 1 month is over in the current quarter. The signs are, you know, as we see, overall quarter looks good It may not be as robust as we anticipated because continued seasonality issues, but definitely in line with our estimates in terms of budget, because, you know, we have been working on that if this doesn't happen, what else could happen? So with those plan B in place, we think we'll meet our original numbers as we move along. Now, when we talk about this during this quarter in terms of overall business, during this particular quarter, our inventories has come down at standalone India level almost by 100 crores. So that has helped in terms of at the cash flow level by improving working capital. Overall, in terms of the debt is almost, I think, similar level than last quarter. It has not changed much in totality. Even though, if you look at working capital cycle in terms of days sales outstanding, it has improved. So let's say last year our net working capital cycle was 196 days, and it has come down to 181 days. So, you know, there's improvement of 15 days, which is quite good. Even compared to September, which was about 200 days net working capital cycle, it is down to 181 days. Primarily driven by, I think, better level of inventory, and even in terms of receivables compared to September, we are in a better level scenario. So, good revenue growth in line. You know, earnings, while this particular quarter were somewhat compromised due to lack of production in certain businesses. But I think for the whole year, we should be on our target. Companies having positive cash flow from the operations post-working capital changes has been over last, I think, 8 quarters or so. And that is allowing us to, you know, make necessary investment where required, as well as the service, the debt. Apart from our traditional business, normal business, during this quarter, you know, we have also invested in our food processing subsidiary for the beverage lines, which we talked about, which we have been working on last 2 quarters. That will go into commercial production as we speak already in the current month. And, you know, phase two should come up in the later part of the year, by the end of this calendar year. So that is moving on in line with, you know, the overall project implementation plan. And that should add substantial revenue in the food division, food processing subsidiary, next year and thereafter. And that looks quite good the way it is moving forward. Our business, because it is domestic and export business, both does get impacted by what happens around the world. And it is heartening to note that recent signing of the FTAs by, you know, government of India with, you know, with counterparty EU and as well as US should be helpful to us, especially to Europe, as and when that gets done. It is still, you know, down the line, down the road, maybe few quarters. But some of our exports of, for example, dried onion, etc., would get now, you know, preferential access with almost no duties. While currently we were, you know, paying significant amount of duties, and that was a disadvantage compared to our competition from places like Egypt in that particular business. And even the currently announced US deal would mean lower duties on the plastic sheets which we export to USA. So all in all, you know, some of the developments over the last couple of weeks should be positive for our business. And also the resins which we buy are usually priced based on the international raw materials. And while up to December resin prices were going down, in January they have gone up, right, or 2 or 3 times. And but rupee appreciating from 92 closer to 92 to 90 might help reduce arrest that those increases, which in general would mean you know good demand in totality. So that's I think so general situation is positive in terms of geopolitical scenarios. And, you know, company now, I think, March quarter as well as June quarter should show, you know, much better results than what we already have, even though current results have been quite okay. So we continue to remain focused on, you know, three or four things. One is, of course, maintaining revenue growth, and within that revenue growth, trying to capture more and more of the retail market, improving our market share into existing areas like Western and Southern India, but at the same time opening up newer markets or doing additional business into North and Northeast zones where we have been traditionally not present. We think next year exports also should come back quite strongly. And exports were doing very well for the last 2 years. They were, you know, one of the 30-40% growth they were providing us. In terms of underlying trends, we expect that with the, you know, good rains, even though they were extended and created a demand problem in Q3, this should be good for the drip irrigation business in this and next quarter. And as farmers make more money, that should generally help going forward. In terms of, you know, the resin prices which were going down now have stabilized or started inching up. That should help the revenue growth into the piping segment, which we talked about. And that should also do well. In terms of food processing business, I think demand for underlying products like dried onions or the fruit pulp remains good for us. And starting commercial production of the beverage unit will start, you know, filling revenues across. Already some revenues will come in February and March, but real big impact one will start filling only in the next fiscal year. Overall, company has done reasonably well considering all the circumstances. And I think we would always urge everybody to look at our annual results rather than individual quarterly results, which does get impacted quite a lot by so many seasonality factors being agriculture-oriented businesses. I think for the whole year, we should maintain, you know, 15% plus revenue growth, 15% plus EBITDA growth, compared to the same period last year. And 27, I think, and we'll talk more about 27 when we talk about the March results, but, you know, internally we are working to be more ambitious. And while current year our targets have been around 15% plus, next year the idea would be closer to 18 to 20% rather than 15 to 17% in terms of revenue and earning growth. That's what we are committed to, that's what we are working to, and we are looking forward to continued momentum. I think overall India is in good position, and across our ecosystems, you know, we find things are positive. So that's what we are looking for, and I would like to thank you for listening patiently to this update on overall companies' businesses and different segments, and we would now happy to take questions if any. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Praneet, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is regarding the taking the food division public. Could you give us some update on what's happening with firing the RHP and what's the process? And could you also give some insight into the structures of the JVs for the bottling division and the tomato puree division, because we have not received any update regarding that.
So second question first on the food processing side. The bottling beverage unit which we have is a part of the main company, Jain Farm Fresh, which is there. So it is, you know, enshrined inside the main company. There is no particular JV there. It is more of a collaborative approach with a contract manager. With our partner.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. Your voice is breaking.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Sorry for that. The tomato processing JV, we have recently signed. It would be a 51-49% JV with a Japanese company. And, you know, we are in process of setting up what needs to be done. But the actual revenue will start coming only from next January 27. There, together, we are acquiring in that JV one of the existing units, and you know, we are going to expand it and all of that, that would, you know, give us as one single crop, mostly tomato, and idea eventually in phase two is to do also value-added products in that JV. In terms of your first question related to the public IPO of the food business, we are still in, you know, I think we are working with the investment bankers about, you know, the likely approach to the market. And I think, you know, when we talk sometimes in March, post-March results, we should be able to give you ample clarity in terms of precise how exactly it is moving forward. But we are moving in that direction that, you know, the business needs to, you know, get that process done for one value monetization, but also to get the growth capital. And we are in touch, as I said, with investment bankers to what is the best way to go about it. And we are in consultation with our, you know, private equity shareholder. We would be able to take a final call during this month and next month, and we can talk a little bit more early next year.
Understood. And coming to the plastic division, I understand we had a substantial degrowth in EBITDA. So could you tell me how much was a result of an inventory loss versus lack of capital capacity utilization? Could you give some more idea why exactly degrowth happened in EBITDA terms?
So I think when you look at EBITDA terms, an absolute amount, right? The EBITDA last year in third quarter was 42 crores. This year it came down to at 33 crores. So about loss of about 20% in absolute amounts. And percentage-wise, it came down from 10.8 to 7.2 for in this particular quarter. And about half of that I will attribute towards, you know, loss of inventory. And half of that with less volume, growth which should have taken place because season usually starts. But up to November, you know, it was raining, so season did not really start. But I at the same time, I want to bring to your attention that if you look at the overall 9 months, I think EBITDA plastic division has come down by only about 15 crores from as against 148 to 133, and margin as against 10.9 to 9.4. So I think in the current quarter, with a higher level of growth where we already started seeing demand, and better margins as prices have started going up, we think you know, what you have seen, this negativity in the current quarter, will be more than made up. And for the whole year, I think we should have, you know, more earnings than the year before and more revenue growth than the year before.
Understood. Regarding the working capital days, I understand you had a great improvement because of growing retail business and everything. Could you also give a perspective on what's happening with the receivable side of it in terms of the projects, each state-wise? And you also mentioned that solar also has driven a lot of the growth. And despite that, we have grown, we have reduced our working capital. Could you explain what's happening in terms of the receivable cycle of solar business separately and the government receivables both?
Yeah, so I think, you know, when you look at overall government receivables and solar, as you know, that we have recently started doing again, right? In between, for 2 or 3 years, we have not done the solar agri pump business, but we have started doing that now. In terms of the project, you know, overall net receivables, you know, it's the amount of the revenue which we have, and versus collection which we have. So overall receivables, if you look at console level, have almost remained at the same level compared to earlier, while in individual divisions things have changed. Structurally speaking, I think this is better, right? You saw that, you know, on DSO basis, we improved 15, 20 days compared to the earlier period, which is quite positive. And that is partially coming from one, higher sales of retail, because you know that they have a much lower footprint of working capital, so that helps in the overall. And in projects and government, it's a steady state, right? I think we still need to recover a lot, large amounts from Karnataka, Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, and Rajasthan, 4 states, in terms of the projects. And everywhere funds are coming, right? It's not that everything is blocked. But the pace is not what we would like it to be. But, you know, internally, as we are completing all the last milestones of these projects, I think over next 1 year or so, current outstanding which are on the books significantly should come down. I mean, in current quarter, fourth quarter, I think we are expecting about reduction to the tune of about 125 crores or so from government projects alone. On net basis, so we'll have some billing, but on net basis we should reduce this 125 crore. But next fiscal year, I think the reduction should be close to 350 to 400 crores due to the government projects.
Got it. So I understand.
Sorry,
retail,
sorry to interrupt you, Vinny. Please rejoin the queue for more questions as there are participants waiting in the queue.
Yes, sure. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that management is able to address questions from all the participants, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. Our next question comes from the line of Ankit Bansal from AB Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon. Haan
ji. Good afternoon, sir.
Boliye.
Sir, I want to know, sir, is net profit loss, any, what is the reason, sir?
Two issues primary. You know, this new labor code which has come, so we had to take one book entry for almost 23 crores. That is one reason. And one of our earlier closed subsidiary, you know, in Europe, got liquidated. So there was a goodwill write-off. So both are non-cash items. Together, between both of them, there was about reduction of by 38 crores. So that is where I, actually on a fat basis you see negative. But if I really see adjusted fat, I think, you know, if you remove these two events which are non-cash and not linked to this quarter, these would be, you know, overall adjusted fat is profitable this quarter to the tune of about 16 crore and for the 9 months, 81 crore.
Okay. Sir, next question will be, sir, how is the low inflation affecting our business, like with high inflation? What is the difference? Can you please, sir, help us understand?
So I think, you know, overall in pricing in our irrigation business has been very stable. Tissue culture business pricing has been stable. And those businesses have done well. You know, they are earning 17-18% EBITDA. So that's all going good. Revenue is also growing very nicely. The plastic business, which is mostly piping in India, that suffered due to, you know, significant, you know, reduction in the raw material prices between, let's say, July, August through December. So, you know, whatever inventory we had also got impacted. It's same for the entire industry. And now those price erosion has stopped and prices have started going up in the current quarter. So that should help going forward. And due to, I discussed, you know, that the whole piping, overall, I think, again, there was a slowdown because of continued rains in agriculture markets. And now that the rains have stopped and so on, demand has started growing. So better actual volume demand, better capacity utilization, and improving raw material prices together should improve the results of the plastic piping division, which was soft, you know, in first 9 months.
Okay. Sir, micro-irrigation...
Can I interrupt you, Mr. Bansal? Can you please rejoin the queue for more questions?
Okay.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Ronak Ostwal from Arihant Capital Markets Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, what would be your EBITDA margin going ahead?
Hello.
Yes, sir. Sir, what would be your EBITDA margin range going ahead?
I think our EBITDA margin for first 9 months, you know, average console across all product lines is at 12.4. Current quarter, typically fourth quarter has much higher level of EBITDA margin because again better product mix and better fixed cost absorption. So overall, I think we are targeting, you know, for the current year EBITDA margin should be 13% plus for the whole year.
Okay, and so for FY24? Hello.
I did not get your question. There is some background noise.
Sir, for current, for next financial year, what would be the margin?
I think the idea would be to improve the margin next year from, you know, 13. You know, the idea was that as we, I talked about, right, that this year revenue is growing 15% and next year we would like to grow, you know, 18% plus. So as we move that to 18% growth in revenue, I think the earnings from 13 should move at least to 14 or 14 and a half.
Okay, sir, got it. And sir, what is the current status of Jal Jeevan Mission like? Are we waiting to see any disbursement from government side?
Yeah, so I think current quarter, I think we should get overall about 150 crore plus for the government projects from the government. On net basis, about 125. But next year especially, right, we expect significant chunk, about 350 to 400 crores to come through.
And sir, what would be our percentage of revenue from government business?
That is keep going down. I think, you know, let's say current year out of overall, when we think of, you know, overall business of the company, you know, 6,500-7,000 crore, already the government project business this year itself would be only about 3-3.5%. So next year, maybe it is, you know, when you look at the whole company, the government would be maybe less than 1% or so. So it's not much. It is coming out of the legacy. Earlier, this used to be, you know, 15-20%, right? But we have consciously brought it down and increased the retail business. So now it is not significant.
Okay, sir. What? That's all for my.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all of you, please restrict your questions to two per participant. Our next question is from the line of Ravi Kumar from Varga Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Mr. Jain, the question is relating to Jain Farm Fresh. I know you answered, but there was a disturbance, so I could not, I mean, I think most of us could not get it. The nature of the bottling what we are doing, right? I think if you can give a little color to it, are we doing our own products bottling? You know, how many lines are will be there by, say, March 31st? And, I mean, a little bit more color will this, are we just doing for our fruit juices? Or if you can give a little bit more color to that, it would be great.
Sure. Thank you. I think that's a good question. We will, by this March, I think we will have full two lines operating. And these are large lines, right? They are in size of about 600 plus bottles per minute type of capacity lines. But full benefit will get only next fiscal year because there's the first line is starting as we speak now. And second line will, should start in the next few weeks. These lines are capable of, you know, filling various types of beverages. And that means it could be cola, it could be energy drink, it could be juices or a combination of such. That's the second part. In terms of
sorry, we can't hear you. We could not hear.
Hello, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, now we can hear you. So we lost you for the last half minute.
Okay. So I was saying that, you know, we would be, this is a, in a model where we would be giving the full revenue, you know, in terms of we'll be charging full revenue to the customers buying materials from them. And, you know, we expect the, as a, you know, manufacturing, we expect this to be profitable from day one kind of business. In addition, we should get some kind of government benefits because this is a kind of a large-scale project in terms of overall investment, which we are still working on with the government. So I think sometimes in next time we speak, right, by then the government benefits would also be in place. We should be able to talk a little bit more in terms of detail. But business is starting, and this is phase one. We have understanding that sometimes over next 1 year, there will be additional three more lines which will be there. So that would further increase the business. So in between. And in those three lines, there would be ability also to do dairy if required. So, you know, it would be all beverages, all non-alcoholic beverages, you know, we would be able to fill in across these lines.
So these are not our brands. We are bottling from someone else.
Yes.
Okay. So my second question is relating to the, I mean, we saw in, I saw a news article regarding the biocar project, right? I mean, how much gungo is Gen Irrigation, or it is just one of the things like solar and other, is it a revenue line which we can expect or materially it doesn't impact?
It doesn't materially impact. It is at a conceptual stage now. I think by the time it gets done, it would be somewhere down the line after a period of time. It won't have any revenue impact for FY27.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Sumit Kumar from Magad Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, please. Please go ahead.
As per investor presentation, it is mentioned that long-term debt repaid during the period is offset by financing for the business project in food subsidiary, right? So how long debt has been taken for the new project, and how much debt has been repaid in this quarter?
So in fact, in my presentation, investor presentation, you see that out of the term loan at a Gen Irrigation level, you know, which were, you know, right now outstanding is only 60 crores, so that should get paid in the current year.
85 crores.
Approximately 60 crores or so. Some of the additional debt which we have taken in long-term in food subsidy for the beverage project was approximately 110 crores. And that's a kind of a 10-year term loan, 10 or 12 years. So, you know, it gets repaid over a very long period of time. There was some change in our overseas plastic business in terms of different location due to the local regulatory law and zoning laws. and that is why we had to take some additional debt there. But on overall, you know, if you see the debt outstanding at 1662, which we have in long term, that has not changed much from the earlier period. And in fact, in current quarter, there will be further reduction of the term debt. And all in all, you know, if I look at the balance sheet and the debt story, company would continue to maintain working capital, but term debt expects the part which is linked to, you know, substantial growth in, for example, in food business, into this beverage unit and so on, into our traditional businesses, irrigation, the plastic pipes or tissue culture. You know, the business is generating enough cash flow to provide for, you know, maintenance capex, growth capex, the servicing of the debt.
But the debt is not getting reduced quarter on quarter. And in the financial year 27, there is outstanding which has to be paid. It is 993 crores. So how do you project, how do you see that such huge amount of debt would be repaid? Because the old legacy receivables are also not coming. And is it that the company is planning for some additional loan or some liquidation of assets?
I think, you know, overall, as per our underlying business plan and the budget for the next year, we should generate enough internal accruals to pay for the repayment of the debt, especially in the Gen Irrigation, the debt which is about 688 crores, which is falling due in second half of the next year. It is not immediately. It is due in second half. You know, over last three and a half years since our restructuring, company has repaid more than 1,300 crore rupees of debt. So while this particular year you don't see reduction in the debt, but we have repaid about 1,300 crores to the banks, and most of that money came through, you know, internal accruals in terms of cash, positive cash flow generation. So we think, you know, for the coming year as well, as per our FY27 internal budget, we should have adequate cash flow to repay most of it. Now, some of the, you know, which is not linked to restructuring, some other debt may get refinanced because we are also investing into the new equipment or new capacities for the beverage project. But all in all, I think company should have generate enough cash flows, internal accruals to honor the debt, and which we have done over last, again, 3.5 years, 4 years almost.
Sir, by this time, we would see positive cash.
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Kumar. Can you please rejoin the queue?
Just a follow-up question, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear.
Sir, by which time
the line for the current participant seems to be disconnected. Shall we move on to the next participant, sir?
Yes, please.
The next question is from the line of Parag Khare from ELX Consultants. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Congrats for the good set of top line. Sir, as you mentioned, 688 crores due unsustainable debt next year. So I think two out of the 200 crores or maybe somewhere close to that is due in September and I think remaining in March 27. So as we start unwinding this unsustainable debt, so whatever these 17 crores or 19 crores every quarter which we are paying, which is a notional, not as an outgo, how would that affect the P&L? Would it be coming back? Would that the reversal will happen on that?
No, on this, you know, if you refer to this investor presentation, there is this impact of FE, right? So what happens is when you pay the debt, you know, there is a certain impact which is coming onto the P&L, which is there, which adds. You know, last time was 169 crores as of March 25. But by December, what is left is only 105 crores. So as we pay off this debt, it goes down substantially. You know, what is left by March 27 will be a very nominal amount. For the 140
okay.
crore debt which remains to be paid in FY28.
Okay. And as per the credit rating agency document, I think we have realized almost 450 crores in our escrow account. So the shortfall is still around 250 crores. So do we have any fallback plan or a plan B ready in case if we don't get the receivables from government, maybe some early monetization of some land parcels which we have? Anything of that on the table?
Yeah, so two things. One, we have already prepaid, you know, whatever we had recovered, that has been prepaid to the banks. Because originally, this, you know, unsustainable amount was 1,300 crores. So about 500 odd crores have been fully paid to the banks. And this is remaining. Second, in terms of, you know, plan B, as you said, I think, you know, our budget is showing us that there should be, you know, surplus next year after payment of these, about 200 to 300 crores. That is one. Second, about the land parcels, you know, so we have some land in southern India, which we are already working along with the banks to get additional funds in place. So all in all, we feel fairly comfortable because, as I said, in last 3 years, right, three and a half years, we have repaid 1,300 crores. So this year is a little bit more. But should be okay because a lot of projects we have now, completed what you call the projects, right? The last milestone has been completed. And in early last 3 years, every quarter we had repayments of these term loans and FITLs, etc. And they are all getting extinguished by March. So that should also be cash flow available going forward. So next year cash flows, right, to honor the
Sorry to interrupt. Sir, your voice is breaking.
As we have now completed the last milestones on various projects, or we are in, literally we have some projects are 95%, 96% done, we should start getting those funds the next year, plus whatever surplus we'll generate from the rest of the business. So we feel fairly comfortable that this would get done.
Thank you, Parag. You can rejoin the queue if you have more questions. Our next question is from the line of Siddhant from Sanshi Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Please go
Hello.
Ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Am I audible?
Haanji, haanji, bully.
Yeah. So just wanted to understand this... You mentioned 15% growth for the entire year and we've grown 13% in 9 months. So what growth are you envisaging for quarter four?
I think the fourth quarter will have to be about 18 to 20% overall revenue growth for us to average out around 15 for the whole year. So
yeah, I'm considering. Sorry, you were saying?
Our internal target for the fourth quarter is about 20% growth, which should mean for the whole year will be about 15%.
Okay, understood. And considering Jan is done, are we on path to achieve that?
So even in the third quarter, right, we grew 17.5, right? Even though average for 9 months came down to 13.5, so it is doable.
Yeah, so basically second half is stronger for us.
Yeah, yeah, always it has been historical.
And in terms of the tariff change and all of that, do we have any clarity from your US customers?
I think some of these events have just last 48 hours, right?
Correct.
So I think one will have to wait. And to be honest, we have still not seen any document from the US government. So when they applied duties, etc., there were custom notifications which clearly notified, you know, how much duty is being laid and so on. So nothing has come out in yesterday. So I think we have to wait, maybe give a couple of more days for that to happen.
All right, sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Girish Pandit from Latin Madanlal Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Sure.
Can you please give me some idea on the fundraising plan? What are the latest updates of the September 2025, the QIP of 500 crores?
I think while we took the approval from the shareholders to, you know, that particular resolution stays valid for 1 year. So we have not acted upon that resolution as of now, because I think, you know, where we are in overall cycle of business, you know, business is doing well, right? Even without that additional infusion, we could raise, you know, we could do this quarter 17% growth in revenue, and current quarter we are planning 20%. So, and we feel positive momentum in the underlying business. So I think we might wait for some more time to go ahead and implement on that resolution.
Great, sir. Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The last question. Ladies and gentlemen, we take that as the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you, and you know, thank you for a good set of questions from all investors, participants in the market. Overall, as I said, the momentum is good. We had a really very good quarter in terms of revenue growth despite various challenges, which have continued. This quarter, next quarter, they look quite good. I think with the new FTA signed, globally speaking, because we are a global business, that should help us in Europe as well as US going forward. Because there was a lot of rain, farmers have good amount of water levels, so that should be good for drip irrigation business. In PVC piping business, the resin, you know, prices which were kept going down, which impacted inventory and volume both, have started coming up over last 3 weeks. So that should help going forward. So all in all, I think we are looking forward to a good current quarter. We should meet our annual, you know, forecasted numbers in terms of revenue and EBITDA. But next year looks quite good. And beyond, you know, the current operating businesses, next year would be, you know, would add good revenue from new projects like, you know, this beverage unit which we have established for contract manufacturing. And, you know, overall underlying, you know, we feel very positive that structurally companies moving in a quite good way. And, you know, in terms of the government project receivable, etc., we are also expecting a very strong, you know, outcomes over next few quarters to take care of the debt, you know, the repayments which are falling due next year. But I think we feel very comfortable that, you know, there are lots of options out there for us to work upon to ensure that happens. But the underlying business itself, because most of this is falling due in the second half of the year, we would have by then generated enough internal accruals to take care of that debt. And at the same time, we are also financing growth in each business. For example, our tissue culture business, we are seeing opportunity to double our capacities. We talked about food processing already, two new projects which we have done. Piping, the demand is coming back. So all in all, you know, this looks good, the revenue, the EBITDA, and ultimately by next year, once we pay off this debt, even net earning level, things will start becoming better. And even now when we talk of the PAT, right, there is this adjusted PAT because some of these non-cash interest which is linked to these NCDs keep adding. For example, for first 9 months, it's already about 50-60 crores. Otherwise, you know, that should get added to our normalized PAT level. So overall company will remain profitable for the year, growing nicely and setting a platform for explosive growth from 27-28 onwards. Thank you again.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Gen Irrigation Systems, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.